on Sunday, far away in space, an unmanned, or unpersoned perhaps, interplanetary explorer will commit robotic suicide for the sake of life forms that may or may not exist. For almost 8 years, NASA's Galileo probe has been circling Jupiter, studying its atmosphere and mapping its family of moons. But Galileo's work is done. Its electronics are failing, its fuel gauges on empty. To ensure that it does not contaminate one of Jupiter's moons with earthly bacteria, NASA will send the probe plunging into the planet's atmosphere where it will burn up. It's kind of a sad tale, but Galileo wouldn't even have gotten this far were it not for Roger Deal. He devised an ingenious plan to get the probe around Venus and then back around Earth and then to Jupiter, extending its life and assuring its safe destruction. Roger Deal joins us now from across town at member station KPCC. Roger Deal, how do you feel about the imminent destruction of Galileo?
Well, I feel fairly good and happy about things. Galileo has been a great mission. It has more than exceeded, I think, what we initially thought it could do there. And it's been a wonderful mission for the past 8 years. It's brought back lots of science. And so I think this weekend, it'll be a joyous occasion for everybody.
The Galileo story really got interesting back in 1986. They were planning on launching it then. But the destruction of the Space Shuttle Challenger led to big delays and huge complications. NASA decided it couldn't use the powerful rocket originally planned to launch Galileo, so they had to come up with a way to get Galileo to Jupiter using a weaker rocket. And that's what Roger Deal figured out, by plotting a trajectory that would send Galileo first around Venus and then twice around the Earth. It would have enough power to get to Jupiter.
A good bit of time was spent looking at trajectories with Mars. Those did not work out. And the key to finding a trajectory that worked was eliminating the idea at all of going to Mars. And so instead, I looked at trajectories that would launch to Venus, which in some ways might seem strange. You want to go to Jupiter, which is past the asteroid belt in the outer solar system, and it turns out the way that you get there is initially going to Venus first.
That was a very clever, indeed perhaps elegant, solution you came up with.
What happens a lot of times when you're solving a problem, you have a certain train of thought, and it's only when you sort of break away from that and look at something a little bit different are you able to come up with a solution.
Tell me if you can, Roger Deal, what is the single biggest contribution to space science brought about by the explorations of Galileo?
Well, I'm not a scientist. I'm only a mission designer, but I think
You guys must talk, though.
Oh, yeah, we talk a lot. I think the fascination in terms of what we've learned about the moons of Jupiter, the fact that there may be an ocean beneath the ice crust of Europa and possibly an ocean beneath the surface of Ganymede, the possibility of life maybe being there. I think that that's very exciting to the imagination, and I think can lead to some wonderful ideas and results downstream.
Well, congratulations to you on, I guess, what everyone would say is one of the most successful projects ever at NASA.
Thank you.
Roger Deal is a systems engineer at the Jet Propulsion Lab in Pasadena.